I'm Arun Kumar Gururajan from Texas Tech. And like the previous paper, I'll be talking about a quality measurement on a fabric. In particular, I'll be talking on developing an automated machine vision system for objective soil release evaluation. Before I start, we would like to gratefully acknowledge the continued funding from Cotton Incorporated towards this research. So some background and motivation. So what's soil release? Soil release is nothing but the ability of a fabric to release stains. It's one of the important attributes of a fabric, and consequently one of the factors that determines the pricing of the fabric on the marketplace. And of course, we have a test method for evaluating it. It's the AATCC test method 130, which prescribes a certain set of methods for preparing and evaluating soil release. But however, being manual, it can be cumbersome and it can also yield subjective grades. So we proposed an approach through machine vision for evaluation of soil release. I talked about it last year at the Beltwide. And this system could automatically detect the presence of stains, segment the detected stain from the fabric, and assign a grade to the soil release grade to the same. And this was the block diagram of the system that we presented. So we basically prepared the samples according to the AATCC test method 130. Then we digitized the laundered fabric samples using a scanner. And then we do image analysis for detecting and segmenting the stains. And consequently, using the AATCC soil release replicas, which were digitized, we assign a grade to the stain. And then we also validated our proposed approach. We took a data set of 360 images, and we compared the system assigned grades and the human grades, and we found that there was a really good correlation between the two. So what I'm going to present today is the extensions and the improvements that have been made to the soil release system. So in particular, I'll be talking about the following points. The first one is optimizing the performance of the scheme by improving the pre-processing in the image analysis block. The second point is improving and evaluating the segmentation accuracy. A third one is assessing the discriminative power of the soil release system. And next, I will discuss the repeatability of the system. And then I'll talk about extracting multiple features from the stain in addition to the soil release grade. And finally, I'll talk about how we extended the capability of the system to detect multiple stains on fabrics. In other words, how we made the system fully automatic. Let me go to the first one, improving the pre-processing. So last year when I presented at Beltwide, what we were doing is we had the digital image of the stain and we decomposed it into different color planes, and I was using only the saturation plane for processing. However, we saw through experiments that a single color plane is insufficient to characterize a stain. So this means that we have to use all the five color planes, that is the red, green, blue, hue, and saturation. However, using five planes for detecting and segmenting the stain leads to increased computational intensity. So in order to tackle this, we took the five color planes and used the method of principal components, and we just used the first principal component for detecting and segmenting the stains. Now you see that we are back to one plane, and we're using the information in all the five planes in a single plane. And next, we wanted to improve and evaluate the segmentation accuracy, because this is very crucial during the process of assigning a soil release grade to the stain. So what we did was we adopted a multi-scale analysis approach to segment the stain. Basically, we took the digital stain image through different scales, and we segmented the image at each scale. And through a use of statistical receiver operating characteristic curves, we combined all the segmented results, and finally, we obtained our final localized stain image. And we also wanted to see how good, we wanted to see the improvement that we were getting using this method. And for that, we took a sizable set of images and we manually segmented it. And this basically comprised the ground truth. And then we used the following measure to evaluate the segmentation accuracy. So if you take the manually segmented image as G and the system segmented image as A, we could calculate the accuracy using the following equation, A intersection G by A union G. Now, if our result was completely wrong, the value of S will be 0. And if you are right on target, the value of S is 1. In general, in the image processing community, a value of 0.7 to 0.8 is acceptable. So our multi-scale analysis scheme improved the segmentation accuracy from 0.65 to 0.8. And you can see an example in this figure. So you have, this is the original image, and this is the ground truth. And this was the earlier version of the segmented image that we were getting. And this is the segmented image using our latest multi-scale analysis approach. And you can see that it's quite close to the ground truth. Next, we wanted to assess the discriminative power of the soil release system. That is, can the system distinguish between different fabrics, different stains and different treatments? And in order to do this, we conducted an analysis of variance. So we had 4 types of fabrics, 6 types of stain, 4 washing conditions, and 3 replications. So it totaled 288 tests. And the results of ANOVA demonstrated that for this particular data set, the system could indeed distinguish between different fabrics, stains, and treatments. And then we wanted to evaluate the repeatability of the system. I mean, repeatability according to the National Institute of Standards and Technology is nothing but the closeness of agreement between the results of successive measurements on the measurement under the same conditions of measurement. In order to evaluate the repeatability, we took a set of 3 khaki fabrics and we soiled it with mustard, 1 with liquid foundation, and we left the 3rd unsoiled. And we scanned it at 15 different intervals using 3 different scanners, and we computed the soil release grade for each of the resulting 135 images. And we found that the grades of the corresponding stains perfectly matched, while the unsoiled fabric images ended up with a grade of 5, indicating absence of a stain. And this experiment helped ascertain the repeatability of the system. And then we wanted to extract multiple features from the stain. Now, why do you want to do this? Isn't the soil release grade sufficient? We have to keep in mind that both color and intensity contribute to a stain. And right now, what we are doing is we are giving a single number based on a gray level soil release replicas. Therefore, it was our opinion that we need additional features to characterize the stain. And we extracted the following features. First, we output the soil release grade, which is nothing but the intensity difference between the stain and the background in the intensity plane. And then we extract the hue difference between the stain and the background, and the saturation difference, and we also extract the size of the stain. The hue difference and the saturation difference basically comprise the color contrast of the stain. So these are the features that are output by the system. So this is just a snapshot from our software that we developed. So you can see a stain of a liquid foundation, and you can see the corresponding measurements that are output for this particular stain. And finally, we want to extend the capability of the system to detect multiple stains. I mean, the earlier version of the system was semi-automatic. Technicians had to manually crop the stain. So you see a fabric here containing 3 stains. So the technician had to crop the stain into 3 sections and input it to the system. And then the system would process and tell you if a stain is there or not and give the various features. But however, we wanted to totally avoid manual intervention. We wanted to make the system fully automatic. So we adopted the following approach for detecting multiple stains on fabrics. So we have an input image. We pass it through a sliding neighborhood operation. And then in each block, we perform a probabilistic modeling approach to segment the stain, and then we combine the different blocks intelligently and detect and segment the multiple stains in the image. I'll go through this step by step. The first thing is the sliding neighborhood operation. Here, what we do is we have an image of a fabric containing multiple stains, and we move a sliding block over the image. And within each block, we perform this probabilistic modeling approach to segment the image. And this approach has been extensively described in our journal publications. And once we segment the image, we combine the different blocks and detect the number of objects in the image. So you see, this is the result of the probabilistic modeling approach. So you get a segmented image. And if you see, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 objects present in the image. And after applying an image processing technique called connected components analysis, you get the number of objects, connected objects present in your image. So you see you have 5 connected objects in the image. Now still, we don't know to which stain these objects belong. So we need to somehow combine these different objects into 3 stains. And in order to do that, what we do is we extract the edges of the different objects and we compute the pairwise distance between each of the detected objects. And here, I'm going to make an assumption. I'm going to make an assumption that the closest distance between any 2 blobs that belong to the same stain cannot be more than a particular distance apart. So if you have a fabric containing a stain and you wash the fabric, and let's say the stain gets broken up, the parts of the stain cannot drift beyond a certain distance, and that's the assumption that I make here. And based on the resolution and assuming appropriate sample preparation, I select the value to be 50 pixels. And I use this threshold to cluster the different objects into a set of 3 stains. And once the regions corresponding to the different stains have been identified, we could, of course, extract all the features that we want, the soil release grades, color contrast, and size. And we tested this on a data set of 144 stain images. And when we compared it with the hand-cropped images, that is the earlier system, we found the results were identical. And what this tells us is that the manual cropping is no longer necessary, and it fully automates the soil release system. So to conclude, I would like to summarize the properties of our soil release system. First, the system can accurately detect and localize a stain on a fabric. And the system assigns a soil release grade to the fabric that correlates very well with those obtained using the AATCC test method 130. And we also extract multiple features from a stain that include its color contrast and the stain size. And based on the observations from the experimental data set, it can be seen that the system has good discriminative power. And we also ascertained the repeatability of the proposed soil release system through our experiments. And finally, we made the system fully automatic. That is, it can detect, segment, and grade multiple stains present on a fabric. And it's hoped that in the near future, with continuing support from Cotton Incorporated, this method should be established as a reference method for soil release evaluation. Thank you. And these are some of the publications from our work. You're right.
Can you give us an example as to how some of these additional features might be
deemed
in the industry?
Yes. For example, let's take the stain size. It's actually it would be very interesting to both the fabric and detergent manufacturers. So let's say we do an experiment where we scan the fabric with the stain before wash and after wash, and we measure the stain size. So does that gives you an indication of how much portion of the stain has been removed by the detergent or by the type of washing method. So this is one of the advantages of having extra features. And that's the main advantage of using an image analysis technique, because these features cannot be extracted manually, right? Yes, the intensity is the soil release grade that we output.